This radio person is the whole problem.
Don't you got like a radio?
Is that a radio I hear?
Don't change my radio station.
Do not touch my radio.
Don't touch my radio.
You talk to the radio?
My aunt owned a radio station.
Who needs a radio?
And now it's time again for your favorite talk show host.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson starts now.
Hump day!
Wow.
I'm almost starting, like, you know how you, like, hate something so much that
right.
you start to like it?
Yep.
I'm almost there.
There you go. That's what happens. Yep. Just keep at it. Sooner or later, you'll enjoy it. 6:09, good morning. We are all here this morning. Snow's not in our way today. John, Monroe, and Jackson.
No, you got here on time.
Got here early?
Early, even.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Killing it, man.
It was great.
I couldn't get out of the shower.
Is that what happened to
it's
you this
so
morning?
It's so cold out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just sat there, and I was like, I'm just going to sit here at the bottom of the bathtub.
Cry.
Yeah.
Just nothing.
It's so cold.
You don't
outside.
Need to tell Jackson and I how to wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
We know about crying.
You
in
wake
the shower.
Up, you start sobbing.
Yeah.
And then you put on your pants and go to work.
Right. Okay. Usually Jen has to put her hand on my shoulder and be like, can you go cry somewhere else? I'm trying to sleep right now.
Yeah, so you're making the pillow soggy. Get out.
Dude, my 7-year-old yelled at me today.
What?
Yeah.
This morning?
Yeah, because I'm mommy. So I go in and I give him a kiss.
Aww.
Before I go. So she rolls over. She's like, why do you always wake me up? Because I'm alone?
It was fine to go in and give the little butterfly kiss at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
It's
right?
like, whatever, that's what time she has to get up for school. But when you're leaving the house now,
in the
at
middle
like
of the night,
4:30,
it's true.
It's unacceptable.
Yeah, I got yelled at.
Yeah, I stopped doing that for that reason. But sometimes, like, if I'm up late and I'm coming home late and the kids are already asleep, I'll just go in there and I like to stare at my kids while they sleep for a few.
Oh, that's their best work.
Right?
Kids are on their A game when they are sleeping.
It's like when the good Lord reminds you why you don't shake them. That's when you're in there just
so
staring
cute.
At them.
Parenthood sounds
and their little
awful.
Blankets and their little jammies.
But there's nothing worse than then like my son opens his eyes and daddy's just like staring at him.
Yeah.
It's like, what you doing, Dad? I'm like, hey, you're man. Beautiful. Right? Yeah, it's terrible.
I love you so much.
Jackson, what are you doing wearing shorts already? Like, that's just not the season.
It is. Pants make me angry.
Okay.
I can't explain it to anybody, but I am in a much better mood when I wear shorts.
Really?
And I'm not allowed to wear shorts at the office,
mm-hmm.
so I wear pants here, and that's why I'm cranky all the time.
That explains it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I realized, like, as soon as I get home, I change into shorts, I am a delight to be around. I am just a pleasant human being.
Are you really?
I run around spreading joy.
Have you tried yoga pants?
I don't like the way that they fit on these haunches, on these ham bones.
Yeah.
I love my jammies. My yoga pants are my pajama pants. They're
right,
also
right.
my shopping pants. And I have a parent-teacher conference pants.
Right, but yoga pants, I understand. It's January 23rd. The high today is 35. I don't understand why Jackson is prancing around in,
okay,
in
when,
shorts.
When it's this cold, you're never going to be warm.
Also, I'd like to point out that I wore shorts yesterday just out on the town.
Yeah.
I saw not one, not two, but three separate women wearing Chacos sandals.
Really?
Yes. I'm telling you, summer clothes in the winter is a Utah uniform.
There's some truth about
that. They love it. Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
I can't handle that at
all.
They
don't wear coats.
No.
They wear spaghetti straps. They wear Chacos.
Right, exactly.
It is something that is wrong with the people that live here, but
that's
they
exactly
do it all
right.
the time.
All right, let's kick off this Wednesday show with Monroe's Pocket Full of Sunshine.
This is kind of a cool story. It's going to sound weird, but a teenager crashed a car and may have saved someone's life while doing it.
Was the car accident an accident, like, or was
so,
like, was she texting and driving?
It happened in Florida. This high school senior, her name's Olivia, she looked over and she saw that someone was having a seizure in their car. And they were having the seizure, so they couldn't, like, put the brake on
right.
or anything. So she saw the car was, like, drifting. So she pulled her car in front of it and just kind of took the hit from the car so she could stop the vehicle.
My gosh.
Like, I mean, come on.
I am not aware enough.
A senior
enough.
In high school.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Let me tell you right now. You could be getting murdered in the car next to me, and I probably wouldn't be looking in your car.
Oh, yeah. No,
at
no,
any
no.
point.
Mm, yeah.
I'm on my own business. I look ahead.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I check my blind spot. Not always. And that's how I drive my car.
Oh, yeah. It's weird, right? And especially if you make eye contact with the person next to you. You're like, oh, no. Oh, no. What did I do?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. Hate it.
Just got weird in here.
So she's a better person than us, is what I'm
hearing. Yeah, she, without hesitating, she jumped out of the car, put the woman's brakes on, called 911. They were there within 2 minutes.
Love that.
That's nice.
Yeah. Jackson, let's do the showbiz beat.
Let's do it.
Yesterday, Chris Brown got arrested in Paris for allegedly sexually assaulting a woman.
Yep.
So apparently this is what happened. A woman was at a club. She runs into Chris Brown and two of his buddies who are also at this club in Paris. And they go back to his hotel room, and that's where allegedly a sexual assault happened. Now, Chris Brown says that he never touched the woman. All of his friends are saying that his two associates did, but he was not.
Yeah, they're saying
he always says that.
Right.
That's what they always say.
Like, he is never alone with
He was never alone with her at any point, and no one will corroborate her story.
Yeah.
But he's got people vouching for him.
Yeah.
So he gets out of jail yesterday and got on Instagram and just tore this woman apart and started saying all sorts of horrible things. The things that are safe for radio, this is what he said. It's all false and a whole lot of crap. Never. For my daughter and my family, this is so disrespectful, and it's against my character and morals.
I'm sorry.
You are a known woman beater.
Yeah.
At this point, we wouldn't have to say allegedly.
He straight up
beat Rihanna to a bloody pulp.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, that's not against your moral character.
Yeah.
But this is?
Dude, it's every year with this guy. Every year, there's something else that he's defending himself on social media for. Because he's violent, right?
And he needs to get put in jail.
He needs to go away.
Yeah. So I'm getting conflicting info because some of websites are saying that the French government's threatening to keep his passport and not let him leave France until he goes to trial for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then there are some that says that he's free to go today if he wants to.
Right.
And I don't know who's correct. Because I can't speak French, and the French blogs, I'm sure, are the ones that have it correct.
I'm sure the French want to keep him. Whether or not they can is probably another issue.
They can keep him if they want to. Yeah, it's their government.
Yeah. I think, though, since it's over there, you're going to see the story get buried a lot quicker than if it was here in the States.
Yeah. We're really? Too nosy.
Yeah.
I don't think so, man.
I think so.
I think Europe holds their criminals I think they hold them to a much higher standard.
I'm saying, like, with showbiz news, like our culture, we'll just move on since it's over there. You don't think so?
I don't know. He's a big star, man. People pay attention when Chris Brown talks, for sure. So I don't know. We'll have to follow it, but it is all sorts of crazy. The big game coming up,
yes.
February 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like a sports football guy saying words like that.
I'm buying it. You're like Tony Romo over there.
Thank you. He's a steak guy, right? He sells steaks?
No, I'm not going to do this with you. No.
Apparently, the Chick-fil-A stand inside Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium is going to stay closed during the Super Bowl. They aren't even opening. So, if you don't know, Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday, which I'm sure all of us have been through this. It broke everyone's heart at some point or another. Driving up to that drive-thru.
I was today years old when I found out that Chick-fil-A...
Wait, you didn't know?
No!
It says on the sign, closed Sundays.
It's also, when you go there on a Sunday, it's closed. that's how I found out about it. Time and time again.
Yeah.
So they're not even opening for the Super Bowl, even though they could bring in thousands.
I appreciate
this. Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that goes to show that, like, that's a real decision. It's not just in talk or for some sort of flashy gimmick.
Yeah.
Like, they really mean it.
I've never understood why they put it in the arena, because most games are on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never understood why they would even go in there. But they wanted to be, they're such a big part of Atlanta. They feel like they needed to be represented in there. Yeah, they're always closed.
Dude, I feel bad for the employees. Like, wouldn't you want to work on Super Bowl Sunday? Like, hey, I'll be there. I'll go.
I don't know, man. Some people don't like...
I would.
Some people want to spend that with their family.
Yeah.
That is the showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, thank you so much. Jackson, you were out of the studio, but Monroe was telling me that she left her coffee creamer in the studio overnight.
Oh, girl, you got to throw that away.
No, and
yes!
I was saying...
Thank you.
No, you could still use it.
Oh. It's made with real milk.
No, there's like chemicals
in
there.
It is milk. Natural Bliss creamer.
Does it say on there to refrigerate it?
Made with real milk and cream.
No, it doesn't. You know why? Because creamer does not have to be refrigerated.
From cows,
yes, it does.
Not treated with chemicals.
Have you ever been to a restaurant?
keep refrigerated.
Those are different. Those little cups are different.
Yeah.
Listen, if a grocery store sells it to you in the fridge,
yeah,
it has to stay refrigerated.
No.
Because why would a grocery store waste space in their fridge for something that didn't need to be refrigerated?
Sometimes they do things like this.
No, they don't.
There's no reason.
I work at a grocery store.
For that, it's not a perishable item.
Yes, it is. You know what my husband has a real problem with is if it comes like mayonnaise, you get it on a shelf and then you have to refrigerate after opening. He does not. He does not buy that for 1 second.
See, there you go. Mayo doesn't have to be refrigerated.
Yes, it
you
does.
You will die.
Really? You have to refrigerate it after you open the seal.
That
otherwise,
could be.
Bacteria grows in
I
there.
I could actually agree on that one. Now, I don't own creamer. I don't drink the coffee, so I'm not sure.
Okay, so
but
here's
I'm
what we're going to do. You're going to take a shot
of
my
coffee creamer.
Oh, I wanted to chug from the bottle.
We're going to get it up. Give it to me right now. Let me smell it.
An
and
hour
I'll tell
from
you
now, let's
I'm
see how you feel.
There's not. Hold on a second. It smells fine. Well, it smells really sweet. It's not curdled. It's not bad. Jackson, take a whiff of this.
Okay.
There you go. I'm going to hand it to you. Just take a quick smell. Gonna, we're going to take 10 texts as it all.
Oh,
on whether
it's
or not.
Warm. I don't like how warm it is.
Right?
That's for my hands. They heat it. That's not the smell of bad leche.
It smells like a bottle of vanilla farted. And
that's just because that's what she's drinking. That has nothing to do with it.
Girl, I hope that's not what this smells like all the time.
No.
Of course not.
When was
it wasn't refrigerated.
Have
it's
you
been out for
it?
24 hours.
I want you to smell it now. Take a good.
Listen, the risk that you're taking
you're
not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
There's nothing that will happen if you use it, is my point.
Are we literally doing a bit called Take a Whiff? At 6:42 in the a.m.?
No, it's
well, you
not
can't do
good.
It at 8:30.
It's not good, John.
Okay.
This is.
You
drink
says
it. All. You drink
but I want to ask two questions when you text us.
Yeah.
One, should Monroe drink it because it's been out all night and it's probably spoiled?
I'm the one who said
but
I
number
can't
two,
drink this.
Should John drink it because he's so confident in himself?
I just want to know, and we'll take 10 texts. We like to do this. It's a quick survey. Coffee creamer. Do you have to refrigerate it? I see it out on the out here all the time.
Gross.
Just hanging
because
out.
It's powdered.
That doesn't make any sense at all. Text us right now. Hi, Max.
Hi, this is Nisa.
How are you?
Oh, I am great. I have a comment on your creamer situation here.
Okay, so we're arguing about this. Monroe left her coffee creamer in the studio overnight. I'm saying it's fine to still drink and pour in the coffee. She's appalled that I'm even saying that.
Okay, so I am Safe Serve certified.
Oh.
Which means it's for the food industry.
Yeah.
I've worked in the food industry for 4 years now. And I can tell you, do not drink that creamer.
Thank you.
Well, go with me on this. It's been cold in the studio.
No, it's not.
So
it's like 70 degrees.
Is it as cold as the fridge? Is it 34 degrees?
Well, no, it's not that cold in here.
Listen, at times.
It doesn't smell bad.
Yes, it does.
Nisa, thanks for the call.
You guys have a good one. Bye-bye.
Hi, Max. Who's this?
I think Monroe should drink the coffee creamer.
Yes.
And you need to refrigerate it.
Okay.
Okay, so I should just drink it and make myself sick because I didn't refrigerate it?
Yeah, it's almost like a punishment for you.
Yeah, you can refrigerate it.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Your Honor.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen of the
answer.
Jury.
Yeah, I'm the honor.
Okay.
On this bottle. It says nothing about keep refrigerated.
That's
all
not
it says,
true.
In
all
bright
it says
red letters.
Is completely remove freshness seal under the cap and shake before use.
No,
those
no,
are
no,
the
no,
only
no.
big things that it says
look,
turn
it
on
sideways.
Look next to the nutritional facts.
Nutritional facts.
Nutritional,
yes,
right there in red.
It says non-fat milk, but it doesn't say anything about refrigerating on this bottle.
Look on the side of it. It says in bright red letters.
Thomas says coffee made is non-dairy. So there you go. What is
yes,
this?
It says made with
this
real
coffee
milk.
Mate.
It's natural bliss.
Make John drink it. Yes, you have to refrigerate coffee creamer. It's cream. We're asking you, 10 Tech says it all. If Monroe should drink the coffee creamer she left out all night, or if I should drink it.
Because he's so confident that you can still drink it.
I see coffee creamer laid out all around this building. Again, I don't drink it. I don't keep it in my house.
Who's ready to go to the hospital and get an IV later on? That's what we're asking ourselves.
There's coffee creamer laying all around, but it's non-dairy. This is a dairy coffee creamer. And the fact that you don't understand the difference really says a lot about you as a person.
Lynn says you have to refrigerate it. Please don't drink it. Brandon just thinks I should try it. You're right, Brandon.
let me see.
Andrew says, I definitely think it's gone bad, but I think John should still drink it because he's so adamant mm-hmm. that it's still good.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Take it from a culinary student. Creamer has to be refrigerated. Dairy products. I know milk has to be refrigerated. But I'm saying this is something different than that.
It's made with real milk and cream.
It's from cows, not treated. It says nothing about refrigerate.
Yeah, which means it has no preservatives in it.
It came from a cow.
Yeah.
It came from a cow. Yeah. What comes from cows, John?
There, Chris gets it. I myself have accidentally left coffee creamer out on the counter overnight, drank it the very next day. It was fine. Thank you, Chris.
Oh my gosh, we're doing this.
Someone's saying, pour it in your coffee. If there's circles in it, then it's bad. Oh, that's an interesting way to do it.
Okay.
I'm definitely losing.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad that I don't have to risk my life over this.
I like this one that's just like, please don't make Monroe drink it. Also, John, I know you're being cocky, but you shouldn't drink it either.
I'll drink it.
Okay.
I'll prove you wrong.
All right.
You're going to have the poops.
Listen.
I will not.
Yeah.
Should we do it as an Insta story?
Yeah.
We need a bowl. We need some napkins.
Should we just do it right now on air?
Yeah.
You want to grab right, the phone on, and we'll do on, it? Okay, we're going to do this on InstaStory right now at Mix 105.1 Utah.
You're going to get sick. Your wife is going to be so upset at you. You're gonna come in tomorrow right. and be like, oh, guys.
We're rolling. John is rolling? Insistent that this coffee creamer that Monroe left out is still good.
For 24 hours.
We've taken the text. A lot of people are saying it's a great idea because there's nothing that can happen
They're
to it.
They're not saying that.
It's right very there. Sweet.
Kate,
it's very sweet.
By your finger, there's red letters. I just
want to do this.
This is
Hold
your
on.
Fault. You wanna... did this.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. John.
It's good.
No, it's not.
It's totally good.
It's not. You know it.
Dude, you're male pride right now.
So good when it touched the lips. What we're going to do is we're going to play movie poems for Maren Morris tickets. I wrote a bunch of poems about movies that are popular.
Okay.
All you have to do is guess the movie 2 out of 3 times.
Oh.
And you're going to be able to get the tickets to Maren Morris. So if you want to play, you could call us now. I thought we'd do a few, though, with just us here.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, just to see if you could get...
I was going
to
say, I want to play.
You want to play as well? All right. Here's one. She is one of the most popular kids in school. To show a little skin is one rule. To find her a Baldwin, she's willing to go all in, but ends up with a man whom she used to be cruel.
Hailey Bieber.
No, this is a movie.
Oh. sounded like Hailey Bieber to me.
I want to say Clueless.
That's correct.
Yes!
That is correct. Good work, Monroe.
That's how the game is played. If you want to play movie poems right now, call us. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
This is Zach.
Zach, what's going on, man?
Just driving to work.
Zach, you ready for movie poems for Maren Morris tickets?
I am.
All right, here's the deal, Zach. I'm going to let you phone a friend once. You got to get 2 out of 3 poems correct to get the tickets, okay?
Okay.
And by phone a friend, I mean you can ask Jackson or Monroe for help. Here is your first one. It's time just to make friends. Groups could use a good cleanse. Pages filled with fire will be everyone's desire. A new group rises as the story ends. Can you name the movie?
I would like to phone a friend.
Okay.
Can I give an actress name?
You can say what it is if you want.
Yeah.
Oh, I can?
Yeah.
Okay, is it Mean Girls?
Zach, do you want to go with that idea from Monroe?
Yes.
That is correct.
Yes. Girl. Best movie of
Thanks,
all time.
Monroe.
All right, let's see if you can get this one. She was torn between the two. One writes, but she never knew. He returns from the war and soon will restore the house from which their love grew.
The Notebook.
That is correct.
Good work.
Zach, 2 out of 3, you got him. You're going to Maren Morris. How about that?
Thank you.
Hang out there for a second. Zach, you guys, I wrote one more. Can we do it?
Yeah.
I feel like these are more hard with you two than I thought. Well, Monroe got Mean Girls, but Jackson didn't, and that's like your favorite movie.
I got Mean Girls.
Oh, you knew what it was?
She took it first.
Okay.
Here's she steamrolled my favorite movie.
On the road is where they are. but the plane will take them far. Almost crashing that day, he yells out, he's gay. There's always one brighter star.
No clue.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Neither of you know this movie?
No.
Lord of the Rings?
A gay airplane crash?
I have there's a point where... No?
I don't know what you're saying.
It's a pretty popular
Hangover?
Scene in the movie. No? Really?
No.
Neither of you know it?
What is the movie?
It's Almost Famous.
I've never heard of this movie.
You've You've never heard of Almost Famous?
I've never heard of Almost Famous.
It's one of my top five.
Matthew McConaughey, Kate Hudson.
Oh, that explains. I hate Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
I don't think Matthew McConaughey is on it in it at all.
Yes, he is. He's in the band.
No.
Or no, he's something. Yeah, he's in the band.
No. Kate Hudson, though, you got that one right. Monroe's Pocketful of Sunshine is up next. We decided to take 10 texts to see whether or not people thought Monroe should put it in her coffee or if I had to chug some of the creamer.
Of course you lost.
And I lost bad. I lost really bad.
Yeah, because milk goes bad.
So I had to chug some of the dairy creamer.
You didn't have to. You were actually proud of yourself
because
you still think you're right.
I stand by what I said. So the video is up on Instagram, Jackson? Insta story?
It's on Insta Story.
Insta Story at Mix1051 Utah. If you want to see me take on the natural bliss.
You want to see how John Watkins died.
I'm feeling fine. I'm a little nervous because everyone keeps texting in that I'm going to get sick.
Yeah, dude.
So now that's in my head.
I know. So even if you don't get sick, you're going to think you're sick.
Oh, now you're just giving him an excuse.
Yeah, I'm feeling like a gurgle, but I think that's just because like everyone's like, oh, that's terrible.
John's also a little bit of a hypochondriac.
Just a tiny bit. So I'm now really nervous.
So now that's going to be your excuse.
I'm really nervous. Again, it's on Instagram. Right now, let's get to Monroe's. Pocket full of sunshine.
You know, we need more principals like this in the world. One principal at Conestoga High School in Nebraska, his name's David. He announced that school was canceled for a snow day. Not a big deal. But he decided to do it by recording a four-minute parody of Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire.
Out on 42nd Street, weather there is less than neat. Snow is drifting, winds are blowing. It's a real mess. Highway 1 is icy, county roads are dicey. We don't want anyone to get into distress.
Dude, this had no right to turn out as well as it did.
Not bad.
Like, he sells it.
We know we have a job to do, but we care most for you. ACT, GPA eligibility. Go online, spend some time, do some homework, you'll be fine. When the weather clears, we'll have classes right
gotta
on
hear the chorus.
Time. Staff didn't start a snow day, but the snow keeps falling, so that's why we're calling. We didn't start a snow day.
Can you imagine being the parrot that gets this message? Like, wait, what?
What is going on?
What
here?
Is happening?
So, like, do my kids go to school? Do they not go to school?
I don't understand.
Do I want to send them to that school? This guy seems weird.
He did it in sunglasses. He recorded it in his kitchen. Dude,
that's awesome. Yeah. Jackson, let's do the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. It's all powered by the Sound Art Experience. The Sound Art Experience pairs wireless Bluetooth speakers, flat panel speakers, with custom art or your business's logo for the best in hidden sound in City Creek and at the soundartexperience.com. All right. Ray Romano. Told you I had breaking Ray Romano news. Thank you. You know how much I love your Ray Romano. It's my favorite thing. He is going to be debuting his first stand-up special in 23 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it hits Netflix on February 5th. Can you even believe he's still doing stand-up?
Yeah, well...
Hopefully he's been preparing for it for 23 years.
This is kind of the new thing that all of the comedians from like the 90s are doing. Netflix is paying him enough money where they're like, well, I guess I'll go back up on stage.
I wonder if Netflix is buying them writers as well.
That's a great question.
Because... I'll bet that they're not doing it all by themselves.
Do you want to hear one of the jokes?
Yeah.
There you go.
I was at a red light the other day, and the guy was selling roses, you know? If you're married for a while, that doesn't work. Because they know where you got it. They're like, oh, thank you. Thanks for the effort. Thanks for rolling down the window.
Pretty good.
It's Ray Romano.
I feel like that's regional humor. That's pretty funny if you're from Southern California.
Yeah.
Because every off-ramp you get off, has someone selling oranges or selling roses.
Ray Romano, he's going to be at Sundance.
Oh, he is? Really?
He's got a movie. You know, he's been doing dramatic roles for the last few years since Parenthood.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
And like indie stuff?
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen him in anything wide release.
Yeah, that's why.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, that's cool. Hopefully we run into him when we're up there. Biggest Oscar snubs. All right, a blog called Showbiz411 put together a list of the biggest snubs. Here are the ones that are really upsetting people. Emily Blunt got snubbed left and right because A Quiet Place was completely shut out.
There was a huge rage over that movie. And there's a lot to be said about making a good movie with no one talking.
Well, and a good horror movie. Mm-hmm. Like, I think horror is a really overlooked genre, and it was great. It was revolutionary. Look at Bird Box. Bird Box wouldn't have happened without A Quiet Place.
Right.
Because it basically is A Quiet Place with Sandra Bullock yelling at people. She also got snubbed for not being nominated Best Supporting Actress or Best Actress for Mary Poppins.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I saw Mary Poppins. I liked it.
You wouldn't say it was Best Actress.
I don't think she deserves an Academy Award over that.
But not to be nominated even?
I don't know any of the other nominees, but I'm going to say they probably had stronger acting roles.
I will tell you, one of the nominees, Lady Gaga, if she doesn't get an Oscar, I am going to burn everything to the ground.
She could end up with like an EGOT.
She could.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I could see her easily going over to the Tonys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you're Lady Gaga and you win an Oscar, don't you then just do a Broadway show you can get it?
Do you do a jukebox musical using your own music?
Oh.
I would watch a Gaga jukebox musical.
Not a bad idea.
Bring back the meat dress.
Yes.
Meat dress. I hope they do nothing but it's just a line of dancers in different meat dresses. It's
just like some T-bones dancing across the stage.
Cute. Bradley Cooper also not being nominated for Best Director for A Star Is Born.
I was surprised by that one.
Yeah.
I thought he'd get it for sure.
I was reading, they say that a lot of actors who turn directors, though, it's hard for them to get nominated by the Academy. They're kind of snooty about that.
The Academy is snooty, period.
That's what I love about them.
They're just like, ugh, no, your place, actor.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know, man.
You're like, that's how it is.
The Academy Awards.
All right, that's the Showbiz Beat.
All right, thanks, Jackson. I wanted to touch on the story Monroe did yesterday for Choose the News about the couple who were laying on the street and were ran over by the police officer because they were busy watching the eclipse.
Yeah.
They didn't die, right?
No, they were fine.
Yeah, because we were okay about it.
That's why we were okay making fun of them.
Right.
Yeah. I was going to make fun of them if they died.
Yeah, I know.
That's just me.
But there's another story about this eclipse. So if you missed it, there was a lunar eclipse that happened, was it Sunday night?
Yeah, it was Sunday night.
Yeah, and so this beach-going Florida family, their Honda ended up submerged in water because they too were distracted by the lunar eclipse. They were so focused on the eclipse, they did not realize that high tide was rolling in.
Oh, dear.
Think of the movie Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, where like the water comes in fast and all of a sudden it's stuck there in the middle of the ocean. That's how I picture this car.
I just imagine them going to their car at like midnight after watching this eclipse and be like, what?
Oh, I like to imagine they were in the car looking up and they were just getting submerged.
Daddy?
Actually, that's what happened.
Is it?
They were in the car looking up.
Through the sunroof.
Yes. And
obviously.
They had to be evacuated from the car.
Oh my gosh.
To be saved.
Oh, that's wild.
The wife the whole time is like, I told you this was a bad idea.
I missed the lunar eclipse. I went to bed. I didn't look up at the sky that night.
It was warm.
What was so incredible that people were getting ran over and submerged by water?
It was a super moon, so it was like the biggest you'll see it.
Yeah.
Plus, it was a blood moon, so it was like all red and pretty.
Still.
It's a big red moon.
Okay.
I'd like you personally to show me something more impressive than a big red
Jackson.
Moon. What can you do that's so cool?
This is coming from the same guy who just chugged a thing of milk that's been out for 24 hours.
And yet he claims to be classy. This guy, this animal that we let get on a microphone every day.
You can watch the video of me chugging some coffee creamer that was left out overnight. It's up on Instagram, on our Insta story, Mix1051 Utah. All right, Jackson, let's kick off Choose the News.
If your man isn't afraid of cheating on you right now, he will be after this story.
Monroe.
A new wedding dress trend.
And I've got, you can now buy used tissues. Let's see. Alicia says, You can now buy used tissues? Question mark. Is she like questioning her own vote or questioning my story? Either way, I'm
both,
like,
I'm assuming.
Yeah. Probably life at this point she's questioning.
Let's see. Jackson got us with that teaser. Two votes for us.
Yeah.
Eric here, used tissues are gross, so I'm not voting for John. Since I'm a man, I'm not interested in wedding dresses, so I'm going with Jackson today. I love listening to you guys.
Reasonable thinker.
Got to hear a new level of gross. Who is buying used tissues? Tell us, John. I recently got engaged. Got to go with the wedding dress story. Hey, congratulations. Randy is saying my vote goes to Monroe today, but it was close. Some of these trends can be hilarious. I have always been proud of my votes for John, but today it's a pity vote because I don't think he'll get any others.
Dude, every day. Every day.
Burn.
That one hurt.
Yeah, it should.
Really. The winner today with 42% of the votes is Jackson.
Yeah. All right. This woman, we all know Carrie Underwood's.
Carrie Underwood's song?
Yeah. Taking the Louisville Slugger to the headlights.
It's called Before He
Key
Cheats.
In the car.
Yeah.
She's not messing around.
I pulled a Carrie Underwood on his car.
Yeah, exactly. So this woman didn't go quite that extreme until the very end. Here's what's going on. This woman's in England. She found out that her 25-year-old boyfriend, Josh, had been cheating on her while she was pregnant with his baby.
Oh, no, he didn't.
And they had been together for 4 years at this point. So she got revenge on him by selling his Xbox One, his headset, and hundreds of dollars in games for $4.
For each year?
Well, they asked her, what's the $4 for? She goes, well, I needed $4 so that I could buy a new steak knife because I ruined my other one slashing his tires.
Oh, that's great.
I love her.
So she broke her knife on his tires, so she needed $4 to buy a new one. So naturally, she sold his Xbox.
Imagine being the person who actually bought all that for $4.
Oh, I'd be so pumped. I'd right? be like, you don't want more? She goes, nope, it's just $4.
Yeah, please.
I'm making a statement.
No, let me give you some extra cash.
No.
Really?
I have a plan.
In fact,
$4.
If you just have an extra steak knife laying around, bring that over instead.
I'll trade you.
Yeah. just a good old Cutco knife. That's all you need.
Exactly. Oh, Cutco.
Cutco.
Years ago.
Monroe's story and my story will be up online at mix1051utah.com. We also tell them in our podcast each and every day. Every Wednesday, we like to do this for you, your second date update. It's kind of like our own little personal service project back to you. If you have been out on a date and you thought it went great and you were expecting date number two, and all of a sudden that person has blocked your phone number, rejected you from Facebook or Instagram, we'll call us and we'll try to help you out. And that's what we're going to do with Warren. What's up, Warren?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right. So how can we help you? Kind of tell us about your dating life.
Yeah. Well, so I met this cool girl, Amy, on a dating site, right?
Okay.
And we went to dinner. It was a really nice one. There was steak involved. You know, I broke out all the stops, went to a nice place.
It's classy. If he's buying the steak.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's a nice dinner. Yeah.
Right. So afterwards, it was cold outside. You know, we're walking back to my car. She gets really close, you know, so I'm thinking, oh, this is going great. And as we get at the car, I ask if we could go out again, and she says yes, and then she plants a kiss on me. So I'm thinking, this was an incredible date, right?
Yeah.
And, I text the next day saying that I had a good time, and she didn't respond. I try not to think too much about it. You know, people get busy. And then I sent another text asking when she wanted to go out, and I haven't heard anything. Like, I wasn't creepy. I didn't do anything weird.
Okay.
And I don't know. Yeah. I listen to your guys' show. I know how it goes, so.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to this kiss then. Maybe it was, are you a weird kisser in some way? Like, do you, when she was leaning in, did you kind of do like a, like a weird kind of like a.
Were you wiping drool off your chin?
Yeah. Is there anything like that?
In my opinion, I think I'm pretty good kisser.
All right.
I don't know.
Because it seemed to me like I listened to your date. Like the dinner went great. You asked her out. She said yes. Then all of a sudden the kiss was the last thing. So I'm going, there was a problem with the kiss, right? Like, isn't that what you guys went to right away in the room, or am I overthinking
I don't know.
It?
It's so hard to tell anymore with Second Date Update because, yeah, like, I want to say, like, oh, yeah, he was probably just a bad kisser, or, like, they just didn't have any chemistry.
Yeah, in a minute.
I just feel like there's always something more to it.
We're going
to
find out that he actually brought his mom.
No, Warren says he listens to this bit, though. He knows. I mean, right, Warren, you know the crazy stuff that people have done. Like, you didn't do any of that, right?
No, I wasn't. I was like, I'm a pretty normal guy, you know.
Okay, you didn't bring a python along on the date. No. You didn't just randomly make bird noises all night.
You didn't have a girl tied up in your back of your car.
Yeah, that one's never a good one.
Definitely did not.
Okay, cool. Warren, we're gonna get Amy's number from you. Then we'll play a song. We'll call up Amy and we'll just see exactly what went wrong.
Cool.
It's your Second Date Update. Trying to help out Warren today, who met Amy online, and they went out for a nice dinner. And after the dinner, they walked back to Amy's car, where Warren said, "Hey, can we go out again?" And Amy was fine with it. And the next thing you know, there was smooching.
Sure.
And since the kiss, though, Amy has kind of ditched Warren and not returned any of his phone calls or his text messages. And he just wants to know kind of what happened there. Warren, did I get all that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it in a nutshell.
Awesome. We were able to get a hold of Amy, and she's agreed to be on. So I'm going to pick up with her, but don't say a word yet, okay?
Cool.
Okay, awesome. Amy, good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. I listen to you guys every day for Jackson Showbiz Beat. I listen while I'm driving to work.
Oh. Yeah, girl.
Amy, awesome.
Finger on the pulse.
Right, yeah, exactly. Oh, that's cool. So, I don't know if you're listening to the Showbiz Beat, you might not have heard our Second Date Update. It's something we do later on in the show, or before. I'm not sure what time you listen to it. Yeah. But it involves someone who's gone out on a date, and they've had a good time, and now they're not hearing back from that person. And, you know, you kind of ghosted Warren. You guys went out on this date, and you're not calling him back. So we just want to know why. Like, what happened?
Well, you guys are going to think that I'm terrible, but I'm tall.
You're terrible!
And
you're a terrible person.
Well, I do a lot of online dating because, you know, like, meeting people is hard in person.
Yeah.
And I was looking at his photos, and I noticed he was the shortest guy with his friends.
Okay.
You know, or maybe his friends are abnormally tall. I don't know.
Okay, so you knew this going in that he was short because...
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I assume when you said you're tall that you were going to just say he's short, and we would have been like, okay, yeah, we get how that happens. So.
No, but I don't... He's really hot. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to go date with him. And, he seemed very nice. And I was glad that I went out on the date. He's great, and we had a great time. But as we walked to the car, he kind of made a move where he put our hands next to each other, like in pairing them.
Oh.
And my hand was way bigger than his.
Oh, no.
And it just, like, creeped me out. And I don't know, I felt bad about it. So I kissed him and, like, I kind of just got out of there.
Oh, no.
I feel bad. But I couldn't do it. The hand thing is, I don't know, it would just, I didn't like having a bigger hand.
I don't even know what to say. I can't even pretend like I wouldn't be that shallow.
Well, let me ask it. Like, did Warren have a tiny hand, or do you just have like a monster hand, or is it a combination of tiny?
I have a normal sized hand to how tall I am.
Proportionally.
Like,
okay. What about Warren?
I'm not a really large person. I'm 5'10", so I'm just taller than a lot of guys. So I don't know.
And what about your opinion of Warren? Are his hands proportional to his stature, or do you feel like?
Oh my gosh!
I'm trying to ask the questions here, guys.
I don't know. I don't know if it's normally small or not, but if they were smaller than mine, I kind of just, that's all I thought about.
Well, look, we can guess how Warren's hands are. We could just ask him because he's listening in. So.
Oh no!
Hey, Warren.
Hey, Amy. Hey.
Warren. So. Warren, let me ask you: Do you think that your hands fit your body, or are they something that they're what?
John,
I'm trying. Do I ask the question?
Ask him if he needs a hug.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, tell me about. I mean,
so bad for this guy. Can you comfortably hold a can of soda? Like, how small are we talking here?
I can easily hold a 2-liter jug.
See, he's fine. His hands are fine.
Okay. All right. So, Warren, obviously the difference is it's just that Amy's tall and Warren's not. And I get that. I'm not a tall guy myself. So
I'm such a shorty.
Yeah, I understand that stuff. Like, do we think we can make this work with another date? Maybe we'll get Warren some, like, prosthetic hands that are larger.
Or gloves.
Or gloves.
Big gloves.
Right, exactly.
Oh, gosh. You know those big hands that Jimmy Fallon has for the slap?
Yeah, we'll give him some slap hands.
Well, I think, first of all, we should ask Warren if he's even interested in going. Warren, are you still wanting this date?
Yeah, here's the thing. I mean, I had a great time. Amy, you're awesome. But, like, if this is the kind of thing that hangs you up, I don't really know if it's going to be a good idea.
Good
yeah,
for you,
dude.
Warren.
I say get out while you can.
Amy, are you interested in another date? We can buy maybe... We'll tell Warren to keep his small hands to himself.
I would want to, but I just, with I mean, it's just like an attractiveness thing, you
right.
know, when it comes down to it. And I'm not trying to be rude at all. It's not something that's, I'm not trying to be mean about it, but it's, I think it's just preference. And I'm sure, I've had a guy think my hands are too big, maybe. I don't know.
Right.
Listen. In her defense.
Maybe I'm too tall. Like, it's something that happens to me a lot, so... I'm sorry if it's rude, but I don't think I want to go out again.
So when we started the second date update today, we had just talked to Warren, and he said there was a kiss, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot tell you how many texts we got of people going, oh, the alphabet game strikes again.
Oh,
he's a W.
Oh.
Whoa, yeah.
Everyone's like really in their head about this alphabet game now.
How can you not be? My world was rocked that day.
I'm not, but J is a very common name,
right,
so
exactly.
It's like whatever.
Yeah, no one would be searching us out, Jackson.
Yeah,
no.
They're all over.
Right. Some texts are coming in from the second date, including, I'm 5'11". I understand the struggle. It was quite a feat for me to find a husband who's 6'1". I'm the same way with hands. My husband's Samoan hands are massive, so he makes me feel small. That's Katie in Stansbury Park. About the second date update, I'm a girl and 5'9". I totally understand Amy. I have an unreasonable phobia of guys that are shorter than me, especially when it comes to romance and dating. It's just not attractive. Nicole asked the same question that I kept thinking. Wait, does the second date update woman have man hands like from the Seinfeld episode? That's what I kept thinking the entire time we talked to her.
Yeah, that well, we even brought up. We're like, are you sure your hands just aren't gigantic?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, they were going after, she was going after Warren, but I'm like, well, let's just wait a second and think about Amy here.
Yeah, maybe she's got big old of mice and men hands.
Okay.
Crushing animals and stuff.
Looks like Thanos.
Yeah. John, how tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
Okay, she said she was 5'10".
Yeah.
Look at your hands compared to mine.
Uh-huh.
I'm 5'3".
You
don't
have.
You don't have. No,
same exact
not.
Size.
Same exact
Monroe,
size.
Monroe, I didn't realize you had such gigantic hands.
Don't
That's
start the big
crazy.
Hands Monroe thing.
Big hands Monroe over
no!
here. Your hands are huge.
Yeah, you're saying they're proportional. Is what you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah,
right.
Like you don't have large hands.
Nope.
But my hands are very tiny compared
right.
to yours.
Yeah, exactly. And we're saying because it's proportional.
Yeah.
There's an inside joke that Jackson's cracking up at because
Dude.
Once Monroe misheard Jackson. This was about a year
this
ago.
This is yeah, this is a long time ago. And I said, how's it going, Monroe, or something?
I turned around. I was like, did you just call me Big Hands Monroe?
And I was like, no, but that's your name now.
And then we started photoshopping big hands on her in photos.
We started doing like, I would take photos that were extreme close-ups of her hands
yeah.
to make everything look so much smaller in her big old hands.
Do you think you still have those on your phone?
Find them.
Can we post them up on our Insta story?
Yeah.
Okay.
The worst part was I like the little mini cans of Coke.
Yes.
Or, so I would walk around with those mini cans.
And your
and
large
just
hands.
Every time. Every time.
Hands.
I heard she tried to open a door once and she broke it off with her large hands.
Right.
Did you
off
hear
the
that?
Hinges.
Yeah.
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 Building, here we go. The building managers were mad.
Oh, do you remember that time she shook someone's hand in the hallway and just crushed it
yeah.
with her large hands?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why people don't come into the studio
right.
anymore. We can't get celebrities in here anymore. They only call us on the phone.
I heard Bill Engvall was going to come in this morning, but he decided to do a phoner when he heard about
Monroe's
large
hands. He's like, wait,
that's
the girl with the big hands, right?
Right,
I can't
exactly.
be in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have trouble typing.
Hi, Max.
I don't feel like I have huge hands, but they're definitely bigger than a lot of people. So when I was a CNA, you have to wear gloves everywhere. The guys were always like, no, I need an extra, extra large. And I'm like, no, you don't. And they're like, yeah, I do. So I was like, all right, put your hand up to mine. I was like, I can fit into a small if needed.
Did it throw you off to have to see men with smaller hands than you, like it did for Amy on the second date?
No, I don't. To me, it's all about the hair.
Got it. But I'm very depressed now. Hey, have a good day.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, speaking of Big Hands Monroe.
Big Hands Monroe.
Oh, I'm so upset that you guys remembered this.
Did you find the photo, Jackson?
I did. Yeah. I did. I had to do some digging. But I finally found the photo I took of Monroe holding a mini Pepsi can. But it looks like a regular Pepsi can in her gigantic hands.
We have it up on Instagram on our Insta story, Mix1051 Utah. Jackson, get to the show, Bisbee.
Let's do it. I'm sorry, I'm still laughing at Big Hands Monroe. It's all powered by Vincent Surgical Arts. Put your tax refund to beautiful use. Get breast augmentation at Vincent Surgical Arts. Very well priced with financing available. The best in breast is Vincent Surgical Arts. Maybe they can do a hand reduction.
I was just going to say that. Can they do hand reductions? Because I feel like I need one.
Yeah, she's got a complex about her hands. Her hands are fine, so honey. Funny. It's okay. Ariana Grande has announced that she's releasing a new album on February 8th, which is crazy because she just released Sweetener in August.
Yeah.
So she's been grinding hard. She released the list of songs as well on her profile. There are a few. This one, John, I think was made for you. It's called Needy. So needy. We have Imagine, NASA, Bloodline. Is there one that you wanted to highlight?
The final one.
The last one?
Yeah.
Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored.
Oh,
right.
That's the song I want to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. Of course, Seven Rings, Thank You Next, also going to be on it. The title of the album is Thank You Next.
February 8th?
February 8th.
Okay.
So we only have a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I'm pretty jazzed to hear Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm
Me
Bored.
Too. Me too.
That, I think, is going to be a really good one. Also, just Ghostin'. I think Ghosted is also going to be really
good. If the album's anything like Imagine, Thank You Next,
if
Seven
it's anything
Rings.
Like her last one, Sweetener, it is going to be straight bangers.
Yeah.
Because I listen to that album constantly. Yeah. It's a problem for me. So I'm looking forward to some new Ariana Grande. Sandra Bullock is allegedly encouraging Jennifer Aniston to adopt. So Sandra Bullock has two kids, both adopted.
Mm-hmm.
She says it's the most fulfilling thing that's ever happened to her. And she thinks that Jennifer Aniston, if she really wants kids, just needs to stop waiting and pull the trigger already.
Jennifer Aniston has always said, though, I don't have kids. Like, I don't want kids just because I'm a woman. But I do feel like it would mellow her out a little bit. I feel like she's a little bit high maintenance.
Mm.
And maybe having to care for something else would make her realize.
Yeah, but I don't think a Jennifer Aniston is going to have to care for a child the way, say, you and I have to every day.
I know.
You know?
We just talked about how much Kim Kardashian drops on child care.
Yeah.
$100,000 a month. She's got a parenting team behind her.
But loving something more than yourself.
I agree. I've never thought of her, though, because she's never really talked about wanting babies. But maybe that's something she just hasn't shared with us, even though we're close friends.
I think she's probably got the grandma syndrome where everybody's like, when are you going to get my grandkids?
Yeah.
Apparently, Sandra's been encouraging her to do it sooner rather than later. And Jen says that if she does it at all, it will be soon.
Sure. That makes sense.
Because, you know, you don't want to be 80 at your kid's graduation.
Right.
Dude.
John will be because he wants 100,000 kids.
So bad.
It's a mess. Apparently, Closer Weekly magazine claims that Amal Clooney, Priyanka Chopra, Serena Williams are all helping Meghan Markle deal with her public scrutiny.
Ugh.
What a crack team to help her deal with scrutiny.
I'm sorry, you're a princess.
No.
Okay, get over it.
No, I know you hate the Meghan Markle, but I think her world went from being quasi-semi tiny bit famous to being one of the most famous people in the world.
In the world. Right. She's not even just an American famous person now. Like, there are people who are huge here, but no one cares about them overseas. And then there's Meghan Markle, who is probably the most famous person in the world right now.
She's done it to herself. She keeps going against the royal family. She puts herself in the headlines.
can't believe your hate for her.
Yeah, apparently she's been getting a lot of scrutiny and a bad reputation over the last few weeks that she can be difficult.
Just do what you're told.
And so some other people who, by the way, these people are sweethearts. Like, there are rumors.
Yeah.
There are never, like, rumors that Amal Clooney is difficult to be around.
Yeah.
So I don't know what she has to offer Meghan Markle. If I were Meghan Markle, I'd be going to, like, Paris Hilton. Tell me how to defend myself against people who think I'm too difficult. That is the showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, thank you so much. All right, there's so many news stories that have to do with food right now. I decided to throw them all together and do something we do from time to time. We call it News of the Food.
News of the Food.
Japan's Amatoro sushi restaurant is selling a 6,000-calorie sushi roll.
How?
It's topped with pizza.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Says,
what up?
Simmer down.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a 19-inch roll that has short rib meat, mayo, eggs, pizza, deep-fried pork, and sausage.
Oh, yep.
On rice and seaweed?
Uh-huh.
And you could get it for $36. How about that?
Oh, best $36 I've ever spent.
Serious?
I'm salivating. I would eat that.
How about this? Little Caesars is selling a new stuffed pretzel crust pizza.
Oh, yum.
Pizza's going to be topped with creamy cheddar cheese, mozzarella, Munster cheese, and pepperoni.
Oh, that's nice.
Kinda sounds good, right?
Yeah.
White Castle is now sponsoring the USA Luge team because, quote, they want to support the next generation of sliders.
Yes, they do.
How brilliant is that marketing?
That's pretty funny.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a good work. They're saying Pizza Hut is expected to sell 2 million pizzas during the big game.
2 million pizzas?
Yeah.
Dude, if you don't have pizza at your Super Bowl
I've
party.
Never had pizza
I've
at a
never
Super Bowl
had
party.
A pizza at a Super Bowl
no.
party.
No. A lot of times, like, wings.
Yeah.
Seven-layer dip.
That goes with the pizza.
No.
Yes, it does.
I didn't realize pizza was a mandatory requirement.
I didn't either.
It's pizza and wings.
Not
pizza,
dude,
wings,
no.
And chips.
No.
Beer.
Usually
wings,
some sort
sports.
Of chili. Chili, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chili?
Yeah.
You guys have lived a sheltered really? Super Bowl life.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. And finally, with news of the food, gender reveal parties, which are here to stay. Here's a new way. There's a restaurant chain called Villa Italian Kitchen. They have 250 locations across the country. They have a gender reveal lasagna.
Okay. At what point do we just...
That's pretty funny.
As humans, do we just throw in the towel?
I love this one.
You know how I don't like the gender reveals.
I know you don't.
I think they're creepy.
I love them.
But that's hilarious.
Isn't it great?
If someone invited me over for a lasagna and was just like, oh, we're having a boy, I'd be like, oh, okay, that's fine.
And I'll have the corner piece,
thank
please.
Thank you so much. Right. It's crunchy on that side.
Oh, I love the crunchy side.
So they bake the lasagna with cheese inside that has been dyed an unappetizing pink or... a delicious looking blue.
How are you going to tell the difference between the marinara sauce and the pink? I guess just if you didn't see blue?
The blue really pops. The pink is like more maybe like a neon. It kind of stands out. So if you cut in, it'll be like this pink cheese oozing out or blue cheese oozing out. How much would you pay for a gender reveal lasagna?
$0.
$36.
$36. Great price for sushi.
Yeah.
$140.
Oh, no. So here's what I was envisioning.
Oh, okay.
I wanted them to slide a piece of paper in the middle, like a laminated piece of paper.
See, everybody
and it was
digs.
An Italian chef. It was like, it's a boy, it's a girl.
I imagine it in like a kiddie pool, and then like the whole family has to go dig through and find the
a
little piece of paper.
A kiddie pool full of lasagna?
Yeah, you have to dive in and dig through it and see if you can find the piece of paper that says, it's a boy.
I'm 100% on board for lasagna wrestling. If anyone out there could make that happen, if you work for like the Olive Garden, or if you're over, even if you work for like Marie Callender's frozen lasagnas, and you can fill a kiddie pool full of the lasagna, please give us a call at 844-649-1051 so that we can make this happen.
Monroe had a very traumatic day yesterday.
It was a lot.
If we're talking about her finger, again, I cannot handle it.
You guys.
I wasn't going to, but we got to start with the finger, I think, to truly understand Monroe's traumatic day.
Oh, my
gosh.
Look
how swollen it is.
Stop showing me that finger.
It's not swollen.
Yesterday, like in the 6 o'clock hour at the start of the show, Monroe smashes her finger in our door.
Okay, and I'm laying on the floor of the studio for like 20 minutes going, ugh.
No, she wasn't. She sat down and just wanted sympathy. That's all. She goes, you guys look. You guys look. It's purple.
And we gave her sympathy.
Yeah, we did.
A lot of it.
And it was unwarranted sympathy because if her hands weren't so big, they wouldn't get stuck in the door in the first place.
I even went out and like I got her a cup of ice and put water in it so she could rest her finger inside the cup.
Oh, yeah. John was trying to find solutions.
Yes.
All I want you to do is stare at my finger every 20 minutes with me and say, oh, man, it does look like it hurts.
To where she was texting about it last night, and she came in this morning, and she's like, John, do you now see a difference between the fingers?
Look how swollen they are.
And I'm like, I can't even tell which one got smashed. That's how non-swollen the hurt one is.
I even tried to do a side-by-side. There's a huge difference.
And so she shows it to me early this morning, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, it looks a little swollen. Just completely just so, because that's what she wanted.
Why do you feed it?
Just because I thought that would simmer her down.
Right.
So then she shows it to John, and John's like, they look the same. And then she was like, Jackson sees a difference. And John calls me out so hard. He just yells at her, he was humoring you. I was like, I was, but you don't call me out on it, bro.
You know how hard it is to wash your hair with two fingers.
You're okay. The finger's fine. It's not even broken.
I called my doctor yesterday.
Oh my gosh, your poor doctor.
You're not going to the doctor.
Your poor doctor.
Because you smashed your finger in a door.
Listen, I think I broke my finger. What do I do? Like, come in, we'll x-ray it, and then... We'll put it in a splint.
There's nothing they can do.
It's a waste of money.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here with my broken finger right now at work.
You can bend it. It's not broken.
Thank you.
You can bend it.
See my finger, Jackson.
Will you stop it? It's so a little finger.
That was part of the traumatic event from yesterday. And then you actually took your son to the doctor.
Yeah, he had a wart on his knuckle, like right on his knuckle. So we had to get it off.
I've had those. It's scary because they take a Q-tip with ice or something.
The nitrogen.
Yes.
And it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts. They burn your skin. Mm-hmm. So I'm holding him, and I'm like, you're going to be okay. You're so brave, buddy. You're so brave. And I'm looking away because this doctor's about to hurt my child.
Right.
And I just start bawling like, oh, you're okay. You're so brave.
But you're supposed to be the brave one that he looks up to as like everything's going to be okay.
The best part is like I look at him, and he's fine. It's over with. Yeah. And he's looking up at me like, are you seriously crying right now?
Traumatic.
What?
She had a very traumatic day yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't have hair, so I'm always obsessed with the current hair trends that guys are wearing, you know?
Sure.
And this new one, I would do.
Okay.
Esquire says a bunch of male models in a fashion show in Paris had their hair swirled up and waxed into a point.
Like the poop emoji?
Oh. I was gonna compare it to the troll dolls.
When you said the swirl.
Right. Yeah, like how the troll dolls kind of have like the swirl thing that goes up and
ends in a point.
And ends in a point.
And it could also be a poop.
Right, I guess it could be.
Well, it's brown.
I don't want poop hair. I want poop hair.
I can't help you. You want poop hair.
Listen, if they approached John Watkins and said, hey, we'll give you a full head of hair, but you gotta keep it in the shape of a poop emoji.
I would take it in a heartbeat without thinking twice about it. Tiffany has a bunch of comments on today's show. Can I just go through them? We'll go point by point
yes,
on this. Tiffany starts by saying, Jackson, please help this old person. I want to listen to the podcast about Susan Powell. I'm dumb and I can't find it. So, Jackson, you want to help out with that?
Oh, yeah. I'll send you a link. Don't
okay.
worry.
Perfect. It's called Cold. We've been obsessed about it.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to mention it as much because it's not ours,
but it doesn't matter. It's still a good podcast.
And we're still obsessed with it.
Yeah. So. We still talk about it all day. Yeah.
Then Tiffany says, John, you're going to get muddy guts from drinking that creamer.
Yes, you are.
Earlier on the show, Monroe had some creamer. She left out overnight here in the studio, and I said, it's fine, you can still put it in your coffee. And both Jackson and Monroe were like mortified by the fact that I said you could still drink it.
No, you can't still drink that.
Mm-hmm. I had a listener text in and say that her boyfriend leaves out creamer, never refrigerates it, and pours it in coffee.
One listener.
Let me tell you, she should break up with him. That is a deal breaker.
So I chugged myself some creamer. And the worst part about it wasn't that it was curdled. It was how sweet it was. But I don't know what flavor was that?
Vanilla.
Oh, my Gosh.
It's the best one.
So you can watch that up on our Insta story at Mix 105.1 Utah. And finally, Tiffany says, Monroe, I'm very sorry about your finger.
Thank you, Tiffany.
But time to pull up your big girl panties. So, it turns out we do get a lot of free food at work, not just coffee creamers. There's a top 10 most common free foods.
Donuts.
That's exactly what I thought would be on here. And donuts did not make the top 10.
Really?
What?
How about pizza?
Pizza is on here, yeah. Do you feel like we get a lot of pizza in the building?
Not us.
No, okay.
We don't get anything, though.
That's a good point. Coffee is number one. Water is number two. Soda is number three.
We're just going to throw water out there like that's not a human right?
That's true.
I mean, I get that we're kind of splitting hairs here and like, oh, it's nice of them to offer a free thing, but it's water.
It's more common, though, to get coffee than water.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
gotta have the fuel.
Hop them up. Get them ready.
The water filters are expensive.
Soda, we used to get that, but we couldn't.
I remember those
We
days.
Weren't allowed to have nice things. And everyone was like stealing it.
Everyone kept stealing
it. Okay, so I took two home after work.
Why are you taking them home? It's people like you. Or the people
earned
who,
it.
They would bring their backpack and fill up their backpack full of
Diet
Coke.
I got a party this weekend.
Yeah, it's crazy. Sandwiches, one of the most common free foods.
Huh.
Tea. Yeah, that's easy to do. You got the water already. Diet soda. Salads.
Are they really going to put soda and diet soda separate from each other?
Yeah.
Listen, there's a huge difference.
And also, salads are expensive. I feel like that's weird.
And I don't want to touch a salad here in the building. If it's just open in the open with like a some tongs.
Yeah.
I don't trust our air filters enough.
Cookies and brownies. We get a lot of those.
Yeah, we do.
Pizza, like you said. And finally, chicken.
Who's bringing chicken to work?
Right? Isn't that a weird one?
I want it to be a live chicken.
Valentine's Day, right around the corner.
Uh-huh.
I don't celebrate it really with Jen. Monroe, do you guys celebrate it? I bet you get upset if you don't get a card.
No.
No? Really?
No.
Okay.
You know what? My husband, right from the get-go when we started dating,
yeah.
He's like, listen, I just don't do Valentine's
Day. Okay.
And I agree because, we're going to go wait an hour and a half
right.
to eat dinner. You know, I just would rather snuggle with you in bed for a little while, maybe over some spaghetti.
Yeah.
Some noodles.
I like that. I like that a lot. We're doing, you know, because everyone has to wait long times for Valentine's Day dinner.
Yes.
We actually, a long time ago, we made a bunch of reservations with fancy restaurants. So we already have your we're going to give them out the week of Valentine's
Day. Okay, that's really, really, really cool.
Yeah, so.
Oh, I thought you had just done this on the side and you were going to like ransom them. I was like, wow.
Sell them on KSL. Hey.
Yeah, exactly. Firebox is selling beard bouquets for Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a 9-pack of mini fake roses that can be placed into your bushy beard.
Cute.
I could see Jackson doing this.
You gonna show up at somebody's house with a rose beard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how good your beard would smell? Roses smell great.
They're fake.
Beard bouquet was gonna cost $15.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
I think you could get some rose essence.
It would be cute for an Instagram photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you do anything. Monroe, you don't do things for people in real life. Mm. You do them for people on the internet.
Do it for the gram.
Yep.
Always. You guys want to play a game?
Yeah.
I got real or fake Cosmo headlines.
Oh, okay, fun.
So
like
I'm gonna
Cosmopolitan?
Cosmo Cosmopolitan. So okay. I'm going to read to you the headline, and you just tell me if it's an actual Cosmopolitan headline or a fake one, okay?
Okay.
Meow. Why acting just like a cat will get people to come to you.
Fake.
That's real.
That's real.
No.
Yeah. It's all about shaking your behind and walking with a certain prowess.
I like how you shook your behind when you said that.
Thank you.
Displaying this emotion can endanger your life.
That's
yes.
fake.
Real.
It's real.
Okay.
No, 1 point for each. 12 times your spouse may have cheated on you.
Real.
Fake.
It's fake.
No.
Yeah.
It was actually 22 times. Yeah. Your spouse
it's
cheated on you.
It's too to the point.
Mm-hmm. Why you should be A, jealous, B, and six other relationship secrets. Oh, why should you be A, jealous, B? That makes a lot more sense.
A, jealous, B.
I'm going to say fake.
No, a jealous B.
A jealous
John
B.
couldn't even read it. It's got to be fake.
No, that's real.
It's real.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And
they
finally,
talk like that.
Please, no. The shocking murder of a perfect girl.
Fake.
Fake.
Real.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jackson with the win for real or fake Cosmo headlines. Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
There was a movie called Troll back in 1986 that featured a character named Harry Potter who enters a magical world of witches and wizards.
Stop it.
11 years before the first Harry Potter book came out.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, that's weird.
Right?
Don't you take any credit away from J.K.
Rowling. I'm not. I'm just sharing. Maybe it's a coincidence. Who knows?
Yeah, or maybe it's not.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know enough. That's all I have on this.
All I know is that I've never heard of Troll, and I have Harry Potter tattooed on my body.
Troll.
So.
It's kind of like a labyrinth. It's like
that's fun.
It's kind of that style. Like it's a cult classic. Speaking of Harry Potter, I saw this yesterday, and I'm going to ask Jackson, my go-to Harry Potter nerd.
Yeah.
The lightning bolt on Harry's head, I read yesterday, is not a lightning bolt at all.
Oh, no.
If I hear this argument one more
time. It's the scar of the Avada Kedavra.
Well, yeah, it is obviously the scar of the Avada Kedavra curse.
Right.
But everyone keeps... So when you do a certain spell, you have to do a certain hand motion with it to make the spell work.
Yes.
Swish and flick with Wingardium Leviosa. So the Avada Kedavra curse hand motion is a lightning bolt shape. But it's still a lightning bolt shape. It's a lightning bolt. You look at this, John. Yeah. You look at this on my arm right now. Yes. You tell me that doesn't look like a lightning bolt.
It's a lightning bolt, but it's not... a lightning bolt from that's just what showed up there. It's from the movement of the wand.
Right.
But it's in the shape of a lightning bolt.
So stop saying it's not a lightning bolt.
I just was sharing with you what I
know. Wow. Listen, these nerds kept being like, well, actually, and pushing up their glasses and putting their calculator in their pocket and trying to tell me that it's not a lightning bolt.
Ooh, that was a trigger.
I did not realize that Harry Potter was the one.
Don't bring it up!
All right, Jackson, any final thoughts?
It's not a lightning bolt! And go listen to the podcast.
Monroe.
I don't have big hands.
Okay.
Other than my finger, which is so swollen because it's broken.
I think Instagram would beg to differ on the small hands. So you should go see how big our hands are.
I don't want to.
Go to our Instagram Insta story. Check out Monroe's large hands. It's Mix1051 Utah. I don't have a song for you today to open up.
I don't have a song for you today.
With the Podcast Extra.
Podcast Extra.
You guys should have done it like Billy Idol. We didn't start the fire.
Oh, see.
That's going to take some planning.
Too much. It. Yeah. Yeah. No, there's a lot of words. It's fast. It just won't work.
It's words and it's fast. Yeah. And we're not good at either of those things.
All right. Let's do the stories that didn't make it onto Choose the News today. Monroe.
Okay. Imagine on your wedding day, John.
Go on.
You're waiting. You're up there. Mm. You're at the altar. Yeah. You can't wait to see your beautiful bride-to-be walk down the aisle.
Yeah.
Okay, your mom's in the front row crying with you. Grandma's there. All the way out from Louisiana.
All three of them, yep.
And your wife comes down with the new hot trend in wedding dresses that is...
What is it?
The naked wedding dress.
Yeah!
I'm sorry.
So they're like see-through lace dresses.
No.
They expose the entire body.
Nope.
Except for the privates, mm-mm, which are covered with extra lace and crystals.
No. Oh, I love it.
No.
Oh, I love it.
No.
Love it.
Your grandmother's there.
No.
Your grandpa's there. Your creepy uncle is sitting there.
My grandma changed me. She knows what it looks like under here.
Let's keep it classy, people. Can we keep class? And I know we've lost all sense of decorum, but can we at least stay classy when it comes to our wedding?
Dude, the reason why this whole thing got started was because a company in Spain debuted a naked wedding jumpsuit last year.
I feel like this is the sort of thing that Lady Gaga wears to her wedding.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone like that, sure.
But her parents are also desensitized.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like the kind of person that is wearing this kind of wedding dress probably doesn't have strong parental figures in their life anyway.
Yeah, right. Some major daddy issues.
So I'm going to go ahead and say that the parents just won't be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah,
completely.
This wedding's taking place in Vegas somewhere at a drive-thru.
Yeah.
Hey, I love it. You guys stop being mean to naked people.
No.
John is so mean to naked. Can I just tell you? I hear John screaming about naked people and screaming at naked people every day.
That's not.
How are you seeing that many naked people?
I don't know. He keeps finding them and yelling.
They're always showing up on computers.
It's crazy. He just types in, and all of a sudden they're naked people. Like, ah, not today, naked people.
Another
and
naked
then he
person.
Cuts out little clothes for him out of paper and tapes it to the screen.
That's what that is.
He goes through a lot every day.
All right. There's a company that's selling tissues that are already infested with germs. Pretty much like someone already sneezed into them.
Okay, gross.
Then they package them and they sell them to you for $80 a box.
Is this like an expensive flu shot?
Reminds me of, Jackson, do you remember when we made that infomercial for like dirt?
Yeah, raw earth.
Yeah, because people just buy dumb stuff.
Dumb things.
They claim that using these tissues help build your immune system to get you ready for flu season.
Mm.
Or it'll let you decide when you're going to intentionally give yourself the flu to get it out of the way.
I was going to say, I could see this happening during like the World Cup. People wanting to get sick so they don't have to work.
Yeah, but then you're actually sick.
Mm-hmm.
Just pretend to be sick.
Right. I don't like this at all because it seems to me like we're just trying to infect each other with disease.
Dude, we spend so much money in America on hand sanitizer.
Know that doctors are not on board with this.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy.
In fact, one is quoted by saying it's potentially hazardous if it does work. I really hope this product is fake and it's all just a stunt. Maybe we order them.
Hey.
And we try them out.
Maybe we should make our own.
No, I'm not going to try that.
We just rub it all over ourselves.
All we have to do, seriously, is put our mouth up to the microphone.
Oh, that's the truth.
It's the same thing.
That's, yeah.
Ew.
I come in the morning, I kind of... I got to like pick food off of this thing from
That's
time to time.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. So gross.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We'll have a brand new episode back tomorrow. Bye-bye.